This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Menigan's flying the ship. Jake Morant's taking your phone calls. So yesterday, we were discussing some things, and a little idea got thrown out, and I said, I ought to put something together on that. So I did. But I must tell you, with the Cavaliers up 2-0 right now, and you take a look at the way that the team is currently constructed with the Cavaliers, you see little instances of what it is we put together for today. When you remember when LeBron was here, first time around, Cavs tried to put some talent around him. And there were some moves made, and they tried to do some things. Second time around, man, they were going for anybody who had had any success in the league and throwing them on this roster and hoping it would work. And that was some really aggressive GMing by Griff and by Kobe Altman. Kind of worked.
Yeah.
Kind of worked. They went to the finals 4 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at this year's team. It's up 2-0.
Was Danny here?
On the Orlando Magic.
No,
Danny was here the first time around.
Okay.
Take a look at the team that's up 2-0 on Orlando right now. And again, Magic radio guy, our former co-worker Jake Chapman joining us at noon.
I like how serious he gets with us now. Like he's.
Oh,
like,
I know he's. He never busts like, chops with us.
Yeah,
he's very.
We're gonna have to talk to him about that.
He's talking about you know.
Sounds
playing,
like he left here.
And we have to go this, and then we switch back to man. It's like Jake.
Okay.
How about
Coach Chap?
Do you still have the ponytail? You know, it's like it's that kind of thing. Take a look at this team. What did they do last year? They brought in Donovan Mitchell. And then what do? You try and add some pieces. This year, those pieces were Max Strus and George Niang, right? Guys who you thought these guys could maybe find themselves and, you know, grow even more here as players because they probably haven't reached their potential yet. Well, back in the day when LeBron was here, that wasn't really the plan. It didn't seem very often. Would you agree with that?
No, it was... Let's get whatever we can around LeBron. Let's go win a championship. Beginning,
yeah.
Yes.
Without looking
no.
like growth very much.
Oh, no. We didn't care. We didn't have any draft picks.
So I went back, and I checked out every team LeBron played on.
Okay. For the Cavaliers.
For the Cavaliers.
Okay.
And I thought, let's find the guy. And Dan has a good way of summing it up. And it's not quite this. It's not quite this, but Dan's explanation was the all-cooked team. Guys who were well past their prime when
good.
The Cavs brought him in, trying to squeeze something out of him, trying to get him to help LeBron win that title. And you know what the problem is with this? We've got about 25 guys.
It's true. That were all cooked?
They just kept bringing guys in. Guy after guy after guy after guy. Hoping maybe this guy works. Maybe this guy works. Maybe this guy works. So you ready to go?
Yeah.
I went by position, and then I thought, let me refine this a little bit. And I just put together, like, the first team of the guys that the Cavs brought in trying to make it work with LeBron.
Jeff Phelps, all-cook team right here, 92.3 The Fan.
Well, the first team features one of the best centers in NBA history. It was Shaquille O'Neal.
Gotta be Shaq.
It's gotta be Shaq, right?
Yes.
Can't go wrong there unless he was cooked when he got here, and Shaq was kind of cooked when he got here, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. But he did some fun things around town, left tickets, did
a lot, it was good
for the game.
Shaq was a product of the first time around when LeBron was here.
Win a ring for the king.
Win a ring for the king. That didn't really work.
No. Big walleye.
Didn't really work.
Big walleye.
Didn't really work. Although I kind of like the pairing with Z. And if you remember when Shaq was introduced, he said, you know, being able to play with the great Ilgauskas. And it made Z sound like some magician. The great Ilgauskas. Then he also later said the great Stanley Roberts, talking about his days with LSU. And we thought, okay, well, here you go. He's going to talk about the greats a lot. My guards on the first team of the all-cook team, not necessarily, that's Dan's. Mine are the guys who had the best careers before they came to Cleveland. Got to be the guys who came in together. Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade. Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, Derrick Rose, before his knee injury, was just a beast. And Dwayne Wade's one of the best players, I think, in NBA history. He was very good. And not best like top two, three, four. You want to put together, you know, 50 guys, 75 guys. Dwayne's on that list. They brought those guys in. And Andy, it didn't work. Didn't work. At forward, Dan, your guy, Sean Marion. Sean was just great until he finished his career in Cleveland. He had nothing left when he got here. The other guy had a lot left and still is going. That's Kevin Love. I think that move worked. Now, Kevin wasn't the same player he was in Minnesota, but he wasn't asked to be. So that's it. The first team of the all guys who had great careers before they came to Cleveland to help LeBron try and win a championship: Shaq, D. Wade, Derrick Rose, Kevin Love, and Sean Marion. That's pretty serious.
That is very serious.
That's pretty serious. And only one of them I thought was really good when he got here. The number two team. You ready?
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
I can I guess who your center is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Andrew Bogut.
You just ruined the whole thing for me because he's not it, but he's on the third team. You're not going to guess anymore. You're going to play along and react. Ben Wallace.
Oh, Ben Wallace. Okay.
Ben Wallace. The pride of Tri-C.
All right.
And, you know, Hall of Famer. Ben's the real deal. The guards, I thought, oh, yeah, he was here. Former Utah Jazz guard Deron Williams.
Oh, he was here, wasn't he?
Yes. And there were a couple of guys that I thought, oh, yeah. Deron Williams was great.
We had some Hall of Fame guys before
he got here. He was great before he got here. And he was in the second go-round. Okay? So there's Deron Williams along with Isaiah Thomas. Remember? He came in the Kyrie deal.
Oh, I remember.
And he was injured. He had, what, a hip deal?
It didn't work.
Then my forwards. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We talked about one of them yesterday. Antawn Jamison was one hell of a player when he was with Washington. He got here. He wasn't the same guy.
I had him written down.
And Wally Szczerbiak. Wally was really good in Minnesota. And Wally at small forward would have been just a great addition to this team. And Wally was okay here. His better days were behind him. So I think all of these guys on the second, let's bring guys to help LeBron win a ring team, were all way past their best years. Ben Wallace, Deron Williams, Isaiah Thomas, Wally, and Antawn Jamison.
Wow, even a music change here for your third team.
Well, this music's not quite as riveting, so
yes.
The third team wasn't quite as riveting. At center, the problem is I could put together 17 teams based on the guys that they brought in.
Yes.
Andrew Bogut at center. Bogut was really a heck of a player at one point in his career. Remember how long he played for the Cavs?
Like two games?
One game. It was just under, I think, 3 minutes.
Remember how excited everybody was when he got
it? Might have been under a minute, actually, when he was on the floor and hurt his knee. And he was done. couple of guys weren't completely past their prime, and they're my guards. And I didn't go point guard. I just went guards. You ready?
Yes.
J.R. Smith. I don't think you win a title without him. J.R. was really good here. He did a nice job. I think he was better in New York, but he was good here. And they did a nice job getting him in here.
Do you have a fourth team or no?
I don't, but I have honorable mentions who you're just going to love.
Okay, I have a bunch of names written.
The other one, Kyle Korver. Kyle was...
Kyle could still shoot.
Kyle could flat out shoot it. Kyle could go flat out shoot it now. You know when you knew Kyle Korver was good? When LeBron asked him to help him with his shot.
Yeah.
And then continually had him help him with his shot and work with him. Kyle had the best release of anybody I think I've ever seen. You know who's close to that? Sam Merrill. Sam's got a great release. But it's Andrew Bogut, J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver.
What are my years again here? Are we just doing phase two,
right? It's just when LeBron was here.
Phase two or phase one?
Both.
Doesn't matter. Oh, okay. All right.
Andrew Bogut, J.R., Kyle, they were all in phase two. The phase one guys, and we're going to get to those. There aren't very many. I'm giving this one, you're going to like these. Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, I agree with you on this.
Richard was a hell of a player when he was with New Jersey. He came in and he helped, but again, this is based on what they did before they got here. Richard was a good player. 20-point a game score. Richard Jefferson's one of the forwards, and the other one, the current general manager of your Golden State Warriors, Mike Dunleavy. I thought Dunleavy was going to work. It didn't work. He was toast when he got here. But I always liked Dunleavy's game. He was kind of dinged up when he was here. And that didn't work. So those are the three teams. Andrew Bogut, J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver, Richard Jefferson, Mike Dunleavy on the third team.
All right. I'm confused on some of my years. Did Jared Jack miss LeBron that year?
Yes. Jared Jack wasn't here.
So he missed him by the year. He came back the year after. Jared Jack. He played when you're 14.
Jared Jack wasn't that good when he was elsewhere. He was okay.
What about Andrew Bynum? Oh, that's a good one. Bynum.
I don't think Bynum was here then.
I know.
You're just throwing out random Cavs names.
No,
I went back and looked at the roster every year.
All guys that were washed up when they got here.
These gentlemen were cooked. They were cooked.
Yeah, but Andy's throwing out names.
Yeah, well, I got to think
Frazier.
About it. Well, you did this, and you
Walt
had time
Frazier.
To think about it. No, you're wrong. You're being mean now. This is mean, Jeff Phelps. Bynum was here
when LeBron wasn't here.
It was the year. I got that year. That year before LeBron got here.
The point is, the guys who were
How
brought
bad
in
was
to
that
help
team?
LeBron.
Bynum and Jared Jack. Jay Crowder?
Walt Frazier.
Jay Crowder?
World be free. You ready for the honorable mentions?
Not really, no.
Here they come anyway.
You're so mean last 2 days.
These are guys from the first go-round. Ready? Larry Hughes. Larry was pretty dang good. It didn't really work here. Delonte West is one of my favorite Cavs of all time. Delonte was a very good basketball player. It didn't really help. Mo Williams was here twice. Mo. Other guards? You ready?
Yeah.
Jose Calderon. Remember when they brought in Jose?
How long was he here for?
He was pretty good.
Like a week?
Jose's worked for the team. And George Hill was pretty good and didn't work real well. At forward, Joe Smith, former number one overall pick. Joe was pretty good. Andy? James Jones. Why is James Jones on the list?
Why is James Jones? Oh, are you kidding?
Why?
Champ.
Why?
I don't know.
Because if I have a roster.
Oh, there's place. I forgot when LeBron said that. LeBron was like, man, if I got a roster, there's always a place for James Jones on it. Jay Crowder?
I'll fill out the rest of the team in a minute.
You got more to
Folks,
this?
Folks, think about what they tried to do for LeBron James. It's Basket of Phelps right here on The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner sitting across from me.
Yep.
Mr. Andrew Baskin. Jake Murren's taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Menigan is running everything today, as he always does. Jake Chapman, the radio voice of the Orlando Magic, pride of the Chardon Hilltoppers.
You're an idiot, Jake. Is what is most well known for on this show.
One of the great drops, yeah. And our former producer is going to join us at noon. Chris Rose is going to join us at 1:00. Last segment, I laid out something that we had talked about yesterday, and Andy had such fun with it. I'm gonna follow it up.
We have to do more of this?
Yeah, just a little because there's a point to it.
Oh, there is. Oh, no,
not just an exercise in fun. There's a point to it. I went through every roster that LeBron played on here in Cleveland and put together three teams actually, of the guys who were brought in to try and help LeBron win a ring. And just real quick, the first team, and this is guys who were pretty much at the end of their career, veteran, we're going to try and make them win. Shaq, D-Wade, Derrick Rose, Kevin Love, Sean Marion. Your second team was Ben Wallace, Darren Williams, Isaiah Thomas, Wally Szczerbiak, Antoine Jameson. Third team, Andrew Bogut, J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver, Richard Jefferson, Mike Dunleavy. There's some other guys. I'm just going to throw these names out because they're fun and you're going to love them, Andy.
I can think of one off the top of my head. I'll be shocked if you don't say his name, but go ahead.
I'll give you the honorable mention guys again who didn't quite make the top three teams. Larry Hughes, who was a really good player with Washington. It didn't really work here. Delonte West, Mo Williams, one of those guys. Jose Calderon and George Hill in the backcourt. Forwards, Joe Smith, James Jones, because he's the champ and there's always a spot on LeBron's roster for James Jones. Mike Miller, Channing Frye, who was really good. Jay Crowder.
I forgot about Mike Miller.
Yeah, Mike Miller was a really good player, and when Mike got here, he didn't have much left. And Jeff Green.
Is that your honorable
mention?
Jeff's
still going. And then at center.
Honorable mention?
Yeah, these guys didn't make the top three teams.
Okay.
Brendan Haywood from North Carolina and Washington. Brendan was pretty good for a while. Kendrick Perkins.
That was the next name.
Who came in a cup.
You know where he's going with this.
Kendrick had two cups of coffee here. And a guy who I loved.
He didn't say it? Are you kidding? You just went by Kendrick Perkins' name and didn't say anything about where he went to high school.
Didn't mention that I covered his father when he played at Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas.
Thank you. I knew we were going to get a Beaumont, Texas.
And then there was another guy who I always loved. Larry Sanders. Remember Larry was a center in the league and had some issues, was out of the league, and he came back. Anyhow, that's the team. Now, why do I bring all this up today?
Dan and I were just saying that as we were thinking about walking out of
by
the room.
And by the way, the first go-round here with LeBron was 7 years, right? And the coaches during that time were Paul Silas, Brendan Malone, and Mike Brown. And the GMs were Jim Paxson, who I always liked Jim, and Danny Ferry, always liked Danny. Those guys didn't go too nuts in bringing in guys. Almost like 70% of the guys that we've mentioned were brought in the second time around. Danny tried to build a team. Jim tried to build a team and grow with LeBron more so than the second time around. And then
felt like LeBron was calling the shot second time around.
Well, but he wasn't, and we know that.
He what?
They were in we have to put talent around this guy and we're going to make it work mode.
Right.
And it did because they made the finals four straight years. They just happened to win only one. But the second time around, it was David Blatt and Ty Lue, and then David Griffin and Kobe Altman as GMs.
Right.
So we bring all this up for this reason.
But just quickly, LeBron's power with that front office was greater than any player I think we've ever seen. Are you saying it was based strictly on his playing ability? Or do you think LeBron...
It was fear that he's going to leave again. And he did.
And
while he's here, we better do all we can to try and win a championship.
And for a guy like...
I don't think LeBron made any trades. I don't think LeBron made any signings. He might have thought we need some guys. Dan and I had this conversation while you were in the bathroom.
Yeah, and Dan, what did you think? Did Dan agree with you or no?
Dan agreed with you.
I thought there was influence.
Wiggins and Love, right? When we picked up Love... In the trade, you don't think LeBron had any say in that?
You don't think
he was like, hey, you need to go get Kevin Love?
No.
I disagree.
That's okay. Yeah, we're allowed to disagree. We don't know the truth. We don't know.
Okay.
What I would tell you is this. The front office was sharp enough to know, okay, he's back. Do we think he's going to finish his career here? Probably not. We better go for it now. And they did.
And does Chris Grant get enough credit for...
Chris did a nice job.
Does Chris not deserve some credit for kind of putting together the whole night to, what was it, they retired Z's jersey and Miami happened to be here that night? And wasn't it Z's jersey they retired that night? And then suddenly.
And LeBron was standing in the hallway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much like Pat Riley having to have a dinner with LeBron over retiring Michael Jordan's number across the league. Just little things seem to work out sometimes.
I say all this today for this reason. LeBron's been in the league. This is season number 21, Andy. And teams have tried to put talent around him like crazy. Miami tried. Miami succeeded because they had three guys in their prime who wanted to play together. But LeBron has won, what, 4 NBA titles, guys, in 21 years. He's arguably the best player in the game ever, arguably. And, you know, you can have that argument amongst yourselves. But it just goes to show how challenging and difficult it is to build a championship roster in the NBA. Look what the Cavs are trying to do. And they gave up a boatload to bring in the guy that they thought that would be the centerpiece of what they're doing in Donovan Mitchell. What's it done for them? It's had them finish in the middle of the pack, playoff-wise, in the Eastern Conference, which is good. That's fine. And now they're up 2-0 on Orlando. Last year they got swept. What did they do this year? They added guys to the team. They brought in Max Strus. They brought in their Kyle Korver, right? They brought in George Niang. Add things. It just goes to show how tough it is to win in that league, Andy. I really think that. It's just so challenging. You had LeBron in Miami. You had him in the Lakers. He won one title with the Lakers. He won one with the Cavs. He won two in Miami. You know, it's not like you had the best guy, you put a lot of talent around him, and they just dominate like crazy. It's that difficult. You know, Giannis might be the best player in the game. You know, you could make that argument now. Probably Jokic. Okay, well, will Denver win again? Maybe. Giannis is hurt. There are just so many things that go into it, and that's what makes the NBA playoffs, to me, really entertaining. What makes the NBA such a strange game? You know, we sit here on the cusp of the NFL draft. All right, well, they've got 60 guys. It's such a fine little formula to find the winning group in an NBA team for an NBA championship. And I think it's the most interesting sport to try and build because, you know, as we said about Andrew Berry, just go take the best player available. That's okay. And that is okay. That's great. But, man, you've got to make it fit. Baseball's not a teamwork sport.
Right.
Baseball is, let's get as many great individuals as we can, and they can learn to play as a team. But basketball, it's that put five guys on the floor, make it work as a unit, have your defense set. You know, I mean, it's a precision assembly, in my estimation. And it's why the Cavs, they brought in some great guys over the years.
Although,
most
of these guys
were cooked.
Yeah.
Most were cooked. Not all of them. Most were. But they only won one title in 11 seasons with LeBron James.
Yeah, it probably could have been more like ride the King's coattails for a ring. Might have been a better line, right?
Well, it might have been.
Yeah.
It might have been. But it wasn't as if they didn't try. Lakers have tried, you know? It worked once. They got Anthony Davis. They gave him his big-time running mate. But have they, you know, they might have got lucky with the best guy of the bunch. I mean, they get Austin Reeves. Where'd that guy come from? That guy could play, you know? D'Angelo Russell. You're trying to put these pieces around knowing that there's a time frame involved, too. And that makes it really challenging. And I think it's been intriguing to watch, not just here. You know, the first time around, I don't know that they went too nutso on that. The big day when they picked up Joe Smith and Ben Wallace and Delonte West and Wally, and those four guys came in, that was a big day. But after that, it was, you know, in the second go-around, it was bring in anybody that was any good at any time, and let's see if they have anything left. And most of them didn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got one. I guess that's all you can do is go back and look and say, well, we got one.
Are they doing the same thing now? Trying to put those pieces around Donovan Mitchell?
We'll find out in the offseason, won't we? And I guess that it all goes back to Donovan Mitchell, though. Is Donovan Mitchell going to turn around and say, all right, I'm staying? I know we're going to hear a little bit later on this, too. Terry Pluto was on the morning show, and he was talking a little bit about, you know, national media and what they think of Cleveland. I know we're going to play this later, but I just want to kind of dip into it for a second. And he asked a really good question. All right, maybe if you think Donovan Mitchell's leaving because he doesn't like it here, but he's not playing that way. He's playing like he is supporting his teammates, like he likes being here, like he likes having fun, like he wants to be a part of the team. And I thought that Terry made a great point, and we're going to get to that a little bit later in the show. But again, it's about trying to build a team around a player, and then the front office, if you lose the player, then what happens? Then is it panic mode? I don't know that the Cavs can go into panic mode. I think they have enough talent that it's not the same panic mode they had with LeBron.
If you're a true professional, a good professional, why? Of course you're going to play hard. And Donovan's playing hard.
Yeah, but I mean, he's playing hard, having fun, and it doesn't look like.
Andy,
but when people are sitting, but I thought when Terry said
when you
it was
worked
really
in Montana,
yeah,
you wanted the hell out as quickly as you could get out.
Not necessarily. I had fun.
Had fun.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. When I worked in Texas, I couldn't wait to get out. I sent out my first resume tape within 30 days of when I was there. I quickly learned that I needed a lot of work, and you could say I still.
But you knew how to build a resume tape.
Just because you're somewhere and you're playing hard and doing what you're supposed to do doesn't mean you wouldn't want to move on. So that's something to think about. The NBA playoffs are going strong. I think it's really interesting what's happening with some of these series. That, Jake Chapman coming up at noon, Cavs against the Magic right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Most don't have a sign. The ones that I've noticed don't say
12 items or less?
Yeah, I don't know this, though. 12 items or less in the self-checkouts.
They have it at Big Bird.
Okay. I did not
Large
notice
turkey.
That. At the Big Bird that you're talking about, this is where this dilemma came up. First of all, I knew I was committed to a lifetime of this on one of our very first dates.
Yeah.
I made the massive mistake of putting a loaf of bread down on the conveyor belt first. When we were checking out.
That goes last. Otherwise, they get smashed.
I know.
You can go down to the end.
Yes,
and you
I know. 19 years later, I know. Thank you. Yes. So 20 years later, I should have realized that the moment, you know, before we got engaged. Okay. So we were in line the other day at Big Bird, and I love the fact you said that.
You're welcome. Large turkey.
I had like 8 items in the basket.
Yeah.
And I hopped in a self-checkout line and got reprimanded
by
for
whom?
It. My wife. It might have been. I take it back. Why? I may have had 13 items.
Oh well, now see, but it was limit not 12.
No, there's no sign. There's no sign at the self-checkout sign that says X amount of items. And big deal if I had 13. Big deal. Here's my point. What is the right? Is it assumed that it's 12 items or less when you go into a self-checkout line?
One time I...
Is that assumed?
One time there at Large Turkey,
yes.
I went to one of those self-checkouts.
Yes.
And I did not see the 12 items or less sign.
Oh, man.
And some woman starts yelling at me.
This was at Gigundus Sparrow? That's where you were at?
It was exactly the place.
Okay.
Gigundus might be a little too close. And then naturally something went wrong and I had to get some worker to come over. And so the nice lady who was working there came over and I said, "Hey, I'll just go to another one." She goes, "Hell with her. Just do your stuff."
Oh, that's the way to be a team player.
Yeah, and I thought, right? Well, thank you. It's very nice of
you.
Is
there a rule, Dan, on self-checkout?
It's supposed to be 12.
Is it? I don't know this rule. It's an unwritten rule.
If you are off to the side at Mega Sparrow, if you're off to the side where they only have the bags sitting there that, of course, you have to bring in.
Right.
That's 12 items or less.
Yeah, there's some small self-checkouts.
Yeah, okay.
If you're at a conveyer belt, then it you're on your own.
Only if it's a small one do you have to be. But it should be assumed that if you're at a small self-checkout, it's 12 items or less.
Correct.
I would.
If you have a conveyor belt, it's all on the table. There is one rule that overarches all of them.
All right, my wife was right then. Okay.
Which is that if you're buying alcohol and you're going to the self-checkout, you are a menace to society and you should be locked up.
Because they have to come over and check it.
Yes.
But what if you're right next to the stand where the very, very nice person at... give me another nickname for the place that we're not going
to say. You've committed
to
buying alcohol. You know the rules that come with that. You need to be over 21. You need to show an ID. You need to have someone who is over 21 to help you check it out.
Chunky duck.
What is it?
Chunky duck.
These are the rules of society. It's the only rule.
It's unwritten.
It's the same with buying cigarettes. You go to the person. Don't hold up everybody else's day because you need to get something done.
You don't smoke. Did you used to do that?
I just know the rules of society. I pay attention to these things. I'm observant.
Robert's in Brecksville. Robert
has the
insight.
Answer. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, if it's that quick, Bricks, rarely do I have anything else that I could talk about.
I'm reading your stuff on, by the way, on social. We have quick predicts. It'll be coming back in the fall.
I know. Okay. So, I got distracted by something.
This is going well.
You used to work.
I used to work at that retailer without mentioning the name.
Yes.
The way they have their self-checkout set up, one and two are usually the smaller belts that are manned by cashier, usually 12 items or less. And depending on the customer, if they're one of my regulars or if there was slow or something, I might take a larger order. The self-checkouts that don't have a belt, those are the ones that usually have the signs that are like 12 or 13 items or less. The belted self-checkouts, those don't have a restriction on items, and those are the ones that even when I go to a self-checkout, if I have 30, 40, 50 items, I'll even go through a self-checkout.
All right, what if you have 13 items and you're going through a 12, and you're going through the self-checkout?
You're going to get people yelling at you.
Yeah, will you get banned from the store?
No, I usually wouldn't say anything. Most of us, us cashiers won't say nothing. Now, if you're trying to buy half of the produce department or, you know, half of the cereal aisle and go through one of those small self-checkouts, then, yeah, we'll usually say something.
Ooh.
All right, Robert. Thank
I've
you
never
for
been
the insight.
Reprimanded for it.
Thank you.
I also need to apologize. Not sure if you're – I know I shouldn't do this. I'll apologize later for something else I did.
Okay, do that.
A little bit of news, gentlemen. Ian Rappaport's source says the Lions have a deal for one of the top young receiving talents. 4 years, $120 million, $77 million guaranteed for Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Great receiver.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, 4 years, more than $120 million with $77 million guaranteed, according to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network.
You want to make yourself sick, Andy?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at where he was drafted.
Where was he drafted, Jeff?
Go take a look at who.
Just tell me. We're sitting here talking
before him.
Oh, don't make me do that.
He was a fourth round pick.
Who did we draft before? In the fourth round?
Yeah. I think that was Anthony Schwartz.
How'd that work out for us?
I don't think real well.
Yeah.
I don't think real well. The NBA playoffs are going strong. You've got two series now that are tied up at one with Indiana beating Milwaukee. And if you're Milwaukee and you got to be – remember Danny Green told us you shouldn't be afraid to play Milwaukee because Giannis was dinged up.
Yeah.
And Doc Rivers, and they're kind of a mess. Well, Indiana played well. And then Dallas gets the win over the Clippers, which, by the way, that's a shame. That's a first-round series. That is, because both of those teams are pretty tough and they're pretty good. I like them a lot. And then you could say the same thing about the Philadelphia-New York series. Did you see the NBA released its two-minute report on that series?
I did.
And remember, Philly had the lead, had a two-point lead, and the Sixers are inbounding the ball with 17 seconds left. And we talked about this yesterday. And I said, it looked like Tyrese Maxey got fouled twice on that play because he ends up on the ground, remember? Mm-hmm. And then he lost the ball and they just reached down and stole the ball from him. Well, the NBA released its final two-minute referee report and he was fouled twice on that play.
So what does this mean?
I do not understand for the life of me. And Charles Barkley and Shaq, who is the king of our, you know, guys who were brought in at the end of their careers to help LeBron team, they both on their show said that's the stupid, the NBA should never do that. It's one of the stupidest things they do. I agree. Why do you, hey, by the way, Sixer fans, yep, you got duped. Yep. Brunson grabbed his jersey and then pushed him to the ground and we didn't call it. He lost the ball, and then they hit the three, and you lost. Why does the NBA do that?
Here's my question. What if you file a protest, and the two-minute report agrees with what you're protesting, and now all of a sudden, do we have an issue?
Well, I don't know that you – how can you file a protest now? You're going to go back and play the final 17 seconds?
Yeah, you have – I think you have 72 hours to file a protest on any given game.
They're not going to go back and redo it.
But if you file the protest, then what happens?
I have no idea. I just don't think it's not going to work.
I read a post, but it wasn't from like a verified source, so I'm not going to. But it did look legit, like everything that was said, like you have to pay $10,000 to file a formal protest and to go on from there. Wouldn't that be interesting, though, if they accepted the protest, went back and looked at their own two-minute report, said there were mistakes? What do you do? You're right. Do you go back and play the last?
You're not going to do that.
And you'd have to do it before the next game.
So why do you put out that report? All you do is infuriate people.
Clarity to say, hey, our guys do make mistakes, and they were wrong, and we shouldn't have done this. And that's why they – the two-minute report drives me crazy.
In theory, Maxey goes to the free throw line where he shoots like 87%, and he knocks down two – and they're out in front.
What happens if there's a protest in the situation?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Normally, when I hear protest, I'm like,
but it's not going to change anything. They also.
But here's the problem: what if you protest and they've already admitted they did something wrong? You would win the protest.
Don't expect it to happen.
I don't expect it to happen either. But right, if you find something from the 2 minute, how quick did it take to get the 2 minute report out on that thing?
A day.
If you have 72 hours to protest, although I don't know the playoffs, how can they make it 72 hours?
I don't know. Desmond's in New York City. Dez.
What up, Dez?
Listen, guys, the Sixers have to stop crying about this. They had three chances after that to win the game. They got a shot blocked. They missed a wide open three. Shut up. Play. Stop being crybabies. Nick Nurse is an embarrassment to the league. Joel Embiid is an embarrassment to the league. Stop crying. Now the refs are going to try to overcompensate and call tons of fouls. Embiid's going to go to the line 30 times. And I guarantee you he's going to have 30 free throws in the next game. They're going to ruin this series. Doesn't matter. The Knicks are going to take him out. But the Sixers are an embarrassment to the league, and they deserve everything they get.
All right, crybabies. Thank you, buddy. The one thing you heard Embiid say after the game, was that we tried to call timeout. I tried, Nurse tried. I will agree with Dez on this one. Joel might have said that. I watched that sequence. I never saw Embiid once put his hands in the timeout mode. And I saw Nick Nurse do it, but not right away and not very emphatically. So I can't really say that the referees missed a timeout call because Nurse is just standing there. They were already ready to inbound the ball, and he just kind of put his hands up and made the timeout sign.
Right.
If I'm a referee, I'm counting, you know.
I don't have time for your timeout.
It didn't appear that anybody screamed or anybody got into a ref's face and quickly did the timeout sign. So there. Jake Chapman is the play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic, and he used to be one of us right here at the Fan.
Jake, you're a moron.
He's next on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.